Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Back on the air after a snow day yesterday. We don't get to say that often around here, but that's what exactly happened. We're glad you're back with us today, though, and I think you got a good show for you. Lee Roberts is going to be joining us here in just a few moments. We've got some basketball announcements to make, some game time changes. Also later in the program, Bob Matthews with the Bob Matthews podcast that covers the NFL, and he'll be on the show later part of the hour. All right, got to get to Lee Roberts here in just a minute. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio, but real quickly, Lady Eagle basketball has been rescheduled because of winter weather, obviously. The Lady Eagles will now tip off at James Madison on Friday, January 24th, this Friday at 6 p.m., and the game at Marshall has been pushed back to Sunday with a tip-off time of 12 noon. And Kelly, I think you've got the update on the men.
Yeah, the men were supposed to leave here in just a little while to head over to Troy, Alabama, but road closures and problems have made that impossible. So the Sun Belt has moved that game now to next Monday, and the Eagles men's basketball team will actually begin this weekend's road trip on Saturday at Louisiana. That was regularly scheduled. So instead of going from Troy to Louisiana, they will go from Louisiana to Troy. Saturday's game will be a 7 p.m. tip-off, and then they will go to Troy to play Monday night at 6. Then they're back home on Wednesday, a big game against Arkansas State, and then home Saturday, the 1st of February, against Georgia Southern. So the men's team will play 4 games, Bob, in 7 days.
Lee Roberts, did you keep up with all that? Now, have you got all that down, Lee?
Well, I think the summary is 4 games in 7 days is pretty amazing, and that's going to be tough. But, you know, I guess what that will do is help prepare them for that Sun Belt Conference tournament, because that's an interesting thing, too. So not sure if you guys have kind of dove into that schedule or not, but that's a very interesting thing, the way they have that laid out.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, Lee, I asked you to come on yesterday, and we had to cancel the show where we could get everybody home safely, obviously, but I had several things I wanted to talk to you about, but one was you did the call this weekend with the Lady Eagle basketball game. It was the 50th year celebration. A lot of the former players were there. Coach Joy Lee McNellis came to the game. I want to preface my remarks by disclosing that, you know, I consider her to be a close friend and a wonderful lady and someone I've had a great time working with over the past year. So I'm a little prejudiced about this and very concerned. But that had to be a tough thing, Lee. Can you kind of describe for those that weren't there what the atmosphere was like Saturday when Coach McNellis made the appearance and, you know, was recognized as she should have been?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned the 50 years of women's athletics and women's basketball, and that was kind of the background for that, and they just used that opportunity to, you know, induct Coach McNellis into the Legends Club, which is, you know, it's got to be the highest honor you could achieve as an athlete, you know, regarding athletics at Southern Miss. And so, you know, so proud of that. And just, I was proud that, you know, I was able to kind of be, you know, at the forefront to witness that. And, yeah, very emotional. We actually had the opportunity to talk to two of the seniors. We talked to Malia Grayson and Nyla Jean after the game. We had them on our post-game show. But, you know, and we chose them just because of, you know, they are seniors and just how that was. And, you know, Nyla went on to say that, you know, Malia obviously was very emotional, and rightfully so. I mean, she's the only player that has started her career at Southern Miss and has finished it over the last 5 years. And, you know, so for Coach McNellis just to have that honor, you know, just shows what those, how much those girls love her and to have her family. And, you know, it's been a tough year, obviously, for Coach McNellis and her family due to her health. And, you know, coaching staff has stepped up, the players have stepped up, but regardless, a tough situation. But, you know, kudos to Jeremy McClain, the athletic department, University of Southern Mississippi, what they were able to pull off, and in her honor, you know, the banner to be unveiled. And, you know, I'm not sure if she knew exactly what was going to take place on Saturday, but I think when they, you know, kind of told her, hey, you need to be at this game, I think she probably started, you know, thinking that there might be something going on. And so I hope she was 100% surprised. And, you know, just to see her and Dennis and just all the family there on the court, to see the video honoring her, and then again to see the unveiling of the banner, a special tribute.
How do you think how has this affected, in your judgment, the kids on the team? Because this is a very unusual and a very difficult, and like you say, for Malia Grayson, gosh, it has to be just terribly emotional.
No, I mean, I think it is, and you know, probably is the reason for this team kind of being up and down, you know, just because of her absence and, you know, the inability to coach them at practice, the inability to be on the sideline, you know, with them during the games. But again, you know, credit, you know, Brooks Donald-Williams, what she's been able to do and step in. And, you know, and then Connor McNellis, some of the other staff that's been there to kind of fill certain roles. But, yeah, when you come to school, you come to play for a coach, you know, and if that coach leaves, that's one thing. But for your coach not to be able to coach due to health issues, and that's just a very, very tough situation. And so, yeah, it's been emotional. And I'll be honest, we, you know, when I saw Dennis, how emotional he was, Coach McNellis' husband, on the floor Saturday, it did everything I could do to hold back tears as well, because just like you, Bob, I consider Coach McNellis a dear friend.
Right.
You know, we go to church together. We bleed black and gold together, just what she's done for this community and, you know, for the university. You know, she is just a phenomenal person. I'm glad they were able to honor her.
Well, on the men's front, Lee, could there be two teams in the Sun Belt Conference more equally yoked than Texas State and Southern Miss, each winning on their home floors in wild overtime fashion? And golly, frustrating for the Eagles to have one there on the road and let it slip away.
Yeah, no, I mean, Sun Belt Conference is a tough place to play on the road. I mean, that's why you see so many of these teams do so well at home, because a road win is not very common in this league. And, yeah, to be able to go out there and be so close in many situations and many times, it is tough to see that slip away. But, you know, again, it's, you know, obviously this team has seen its ups and downs as well. They now have seen John Wade, the opportunity for him to come on and play, and, you know, whether how much he'll be able to contribute. But when this team is at full strength, I think they have an opportunity to do really good things. I mean, obviously, you know, Denijah Harris just playing, you know, well above any expectations anybody could have. But, yeah, those tough games, those close games on the road, you'd love to try to pull one out. And, yeah, they were so close.
And what dynamic now does Wade bring to this team and the reshuffling of the deck to the chemistry now going forward?
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that will be. I mean, obviously, Coach Ladner believes in this guy, and, you know, they've fought for him. You know, just kind of tough in this season. It's so late to now add another player, but it's not like he hasn't been there. I mean, he's been there. He's been around practice. He's been around the guys. He understands the system. He understands how they play. And I think just adding another body, another athlete, another guy that can make plays, I just think it will help. Hopefully it will not hurt the chemistry, but hopefully it will help in the end.
When you look at the things that the Eagles are doing well on the floor, they're spreading scoring around. It's more often than not that they have at least four in double-digit scoring. Generally speaking, they're taking pretty good care of the basketball, not turning it over, you know, an exorbitant amount of times. Different guys getting a lot of minutes, but it's not translating into wins. The thing that's frustrating for me, Lee, is there really isn't one single thing that you can put your finger on as to why they're not able to string more than one or two together.
No, I agree. I mean, they are talented. I mean, you look at just who they have and many guys stepping up. And, you know, I'd say the one consistent person is Harris. I mean, just what he's been able to do. But, yeah, I mean, at any other given time, you'll have Montgomery step up, or you'll have Alvarez, or you'll have Curbelo step up, and others. You know, Alfred Worrell, he had a day where, you know, he played two games that were lights out. And I think if this team is going to go where this team wants to be, you're going to have each one of those guys step up. You're not going to be able to take a game off. You're not going to be able to have a night off where you're just kind of not playing very well. I think you just got to give it your best. You got to have your best from the whole team each game.
And to be fair, Bob, you know, when you talk, it's not just Southern Miss. It's all college basketball teams that are in this transfer portal world where from one game to the next, you don't know who's going to be on the floor. From one year to the next, you don't know who's going to be wearing a uniform or sitting next to you. Oh. So it's just this – it's all teams are having to deal with this. And again, it's – we don't like it, but that's the way it is.
Do you ever think you'd see this daily, Roberts?
No, and I hope something changes in the future, too, just to kind of – kind of bring this back a little bit. I mean, you know, I was kidding with Larry Boyd the other day. I mean, you know, as far as M Club goes, you have to be inducted in the M Club Hall of Fame, you have to finish your career. And I'm like, at this rate, nobody's ever going to be inducted because all the good players will end up leaving. So I hope something changes, you know, but, you know, Coach Ladner, Coach Manellis, they've been able to, you know, benefit from the portal. Coach Huff, obviously, in football has been able to benefit from the portal. So as it is, we've got to dig into it and pick out the best that we can.
Hey, as always, thank you, Lee. We really appreciate your input, my friend.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. Y'all be safe out there.
All right. Lee Roberts, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour continues on a cold afternoon. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Lee Roberts for coming on this cold afternoon. That segment was sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. And this segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net, where you can find all your best Southern Miss apparel. Mo Bay Beignet Company, that's the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. You can check out their Facebook page, or you better still just go down there and get yourself a great dessert at Mo Bay Beignet on Hardy Street. All right, some baseball news. Hard to believe on a day like today. This should have been the second day of baseball practice. Obviously, the weather's had a little effect on that, and not sure that they're practicing today. Pretty sure that they're not. But the Biloxi Shuckers released a statement. I think this is not new news, but it's official now that Southern Miss will return to Biloxi for a second consecutive season. They'll be playing Nicholls State on Tuesday, March 25th at 6:05 p.m. as part of the Hancock-Whitney Classic. Gates will open at 5 o'clock. Southern Miss took on Nicholls back in Biloxi in 2024. This will be their first ball game down there at the ballpark since the 2019 Conference USA Tournament. The head coach, Brent Herring, is the head coach of Nicholls State, says, "We are thrilled to have the opportunity to play in the Hancock-Whitney Classic. To play against Southern Mississippi at such an amazing venue is an outstanding opportunity for our players and their staff." I'm not sure when they say that it is a invitational, if there are other teams involved. It doesn't say anything about that here, but we'll try to find out for you. Nevertheless, Southern Miss back on the Gulf Coast Tuesday, March 25th. I've had some great times down there watching Southern Miss baseball. The Golden Eagles also always draw huge crowds and have played very, very well in Biloxi. So that's, I think, a treat for everybody on the coast, Kelly.
And if I'm not mistaken, Bob, Nichols was a regional team last year, weren't they? I think they were the Southland.
I think they were, yeah.
Yeah, I think they won the Southland championship. And so that there's another RPI, you know, boost, as
right.
if Southern Miss really needs it with some of the teams are already playing. But it just toughens that schedule even more now, knowing that you're playing Nichols, because you're already going to play – you know, Tulane, obviously, you're going to play Southeastern Louisiana, and you're going to play La Tech early in the season. So you're getting all the best that Louisiana has to offer at some point, you know, during the season. But to repeat our headline today, the men's basketball game that was scheduled for tomorrow night at Troy has been moved to next Monday. So the Eagles, the men's basketball team for Southern Miss, their first game this week will be Saturday in Lafayette against the Cajuns. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip Saturday night. Then they'll play Monday at Troy. That'll be a 6 o'clock game. Then back home to the Greenhouse, finally, for a Wednesday night game against Arkansas State, first place Arkansas State Red Wolves. That's 7 o'clock tip, and then they host the Georgia Southern Eagles, who they will face on the football field this year over in Statesboro. But the basketball game Saturday, the 1st of February at 3:30 at Reed Green Coliseum.
So I read over the weekend while I was at home after the college football championships, I was a little, actually Donald Trump was putting on such an entertaining show that it was made the football game pretty boring. And it really, I didn't think, was that great a game. But nevertheless, I read afterwards, and this actually came out of Columbus, Ohio, that Ohio State spent $20 million in NIL money putting that football team together. Then I read where Nick Saban says, this is just not sustainable. You know, this has got to stop. You can't have a team buy a national championship for $20 million. Because what's the team that can't raise but $1 million? What chance do they ever have of competing again? And I think we're headed there. I mean, literally $20 million on college football players. Now, I know, in part, this is generational. How could anybody think this is good? How could anybody think that that is a college football team?
We talk about amateur athletics and pro sports, and we've now said that our college athletes are indeed pro athletes. And here's how you know. Because when you ask the question, or made the point, which is certainly a good one, that Ohio State bought the national championship, it really isn't any different than the LA Dodgers buying the world championship in Major League Baseball.
No.
They go out and get the best players, pay them the most money. It doesn't matter whether they come from Japan or Cuba or the U.S. Get the best players, pay them the most, and we win the championship. Well, to me, there's not a whole lot of honor in doing that. You know?
No.
I mean, you still have the trophy.
No.
But that's where we are, and that's why a lot of people are turned off. Now, the ratings are going to be skewed, and I love how the NCAA has already put this in the mind of people. They said, now look, don't pay any attention to the terrible TV ratings for this championship game because the president was being sworn in. It was Martin Luther King Day. There were a lot of other quote-unquote distractions. Come on. Don't give us that, all right? A lot of people are just upset with your product right now, and it doesn't necessarily have to do with the players. It has to do with the system, because never once have any of us blamed the players.
Oh.
Players are just tell us what the rules are, right, and we'll go by them. But this could be the straw that breaks the proverbial camel's back when the Power Five, or whatever you want to call them, the high-resourced five, break off and do their thing, and essentially we get back to 1AA football, which is where all the quote-unquote mid-majors are going to wind up.
Yeah.
But it is unsustainable.
I don't know who really planned the timing out of that as well. I mean, you know, to be playing that national championship game on the same day that you're having a presidential inauguration just seems ridiculous to me. I mean, what was more important? Come on. How important was that college football game in the big scheme of things on Monday, coming off of the, you know, the probably the best weekend of the NFL, and then you have Donald Trump, of all people, going back in office, because that certainly was very entertaining, and you're going to play a college football game. It seems like to me the timing was just not good.
And why could you not have played the two NFL games at noon and at 3:30, and then played the college championship game on Sunday night at 7.
That's the way it used to be, but that's not anymore. They're going to get those primetime NFL games in there.
But knowing, too, that the next day you have off because of the Martin Luther King holiday.
Right.
So it would have been the perfect time for me Sunday night. And, you know, there's a move afoot now, Bob, to try to get the day after the Super Bowl labeled as some type of national holiday so that people who over imbibe, shall we say, at their Super Bowl parties would have the chance to sleep it off and not have to worry about going into work the next day.
Well, will that apply when Roger Goodell gets his way and the Super Bowl's played in Caracas, Venezuela?
Look, so far there has been no opposition to anything Roger Goodell has done.
That's now, no kidding.
I was glad to see, and Bob Matthews is going to join us in our next segment of the Bob Matthews podcast, and he covers the Commanders, and he's a Southern Miss grad, and we'll get his 2 cents worth. But now the Houston Texans are even saying, we knew going into Kansas City it was going to be us against the refs. And I know, for entertainment purposes, you guys think that I was on the Kansas City Chiefs a year and a half ago talking about this because the Bengals and all that. I understand that. But I'm not the only one now that's thinking
that. Did you hear Troy Aikman speaking out about it?
So why isn't something done?
Yeah. Troy Aikman got visibly angry over some of the calls that the Chiefs were getting. He pointed out at one time that Mahomes was going out of bounds, purposely slowed down so that they would run into him, then did the LeBron James flop over on the field to get a penalty. I mean, it really has become ridiculous.
And so why would you be surprised? And I think everybody, now that we were all pulling for the Lions, right? Everybody was pulling for the Lions. But now...
Well, speaking of the Lions, you can have a fumble return, and you can knock the quarterback for the Lions practically unconscious with a head-to-head blow, and there's no penalty. I mean, come on.
No, it is. It's ridiculous. And but you're the one time, Bob, that you jump off of the Washington football team bandwagon, and here they are in the NFC Championship game. And I know you have to be a man really torn, because I know you hate the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yes, but I have nothing either way for the Commanders, so I don't.
So you're going with the Bills from here on out.
I'm neutral, yeah. I'd like to see the Bills win the whole thing, yeah.
And Aaron Glenn, now it's being reported, who was reportedly the number one guy on the New Orleans Saints list, the weather has shut down the New Orleans airport yesterday, so Aaron Glenn could not get to New Orleans for an interview. Meanwhile, it appears Adam Schefter's reporting that the Jets are snatching him up as their head coach. So if Aaron Glenn, who used to be an assistant coach with the Saints, is now taken, they're going to have to go to their plan B, which we'll see from Bob Matthews what the Saints' plan B might be. Might it be that Mike McCarthy returns to New Orleans?
I sort of think that's what you're going to see. He's too good a coach not to be coaching.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I think so. And then I hear the Eagles OC, which is the former OC of the Cowboys, and at one time was a backup quarterback for the Cowboys, appears now to be the head, you know, the lead candidate for that job.
Well, and now that the Ravens are gone, what happened to Todd Monken's name?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. Maybe he doesn't do a good interview or something. I'm not sure.
They're number one offense in the league, in the entire league.
You would think that Todd Monken would be high on a list.
What more? Yeah. You can't go any better than number one.
You're right.
You know?
All right, we'll see what Bob Matthews thinks. He covers the NFL for a living. He's next on the Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the show right there in the shadow of the snow-covered rock this afternoon. Not sure that they were closed yesterday. No, I think they were playing it by ear today. I'm sure everything pretty much be back to normal tomorrow, but I want to thank 4th Street Bar and Grill for all they do. Genesis of Hattiesburg, The official auto dealer of the SuperTalk Eagle Hour, Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road. I did learn yesterday, though, they're not really good in snow. At least mine wasn't. Visit their all-new Genesis showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And don't forget about the Eagle Hour podcast, now up to almost 13,000 downloads a month, a week. I can't remember. A week. A month.
I would think a month.
A month.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter of last year, we're grateful to everybody that downloads our program. Bob Matthews, no stranger to the show. He has the Bob Matthews podcast. He covers the NFL for a living. The first question I've got for you, Bob Matthews, is I saw where Patrick Mahomes felt it necessary to address all the talk about the favoritism of the Chiefs. The Texans spoke out. Troy Aikman really spoke out on the broadcast the other night about how Holmes is Patrick Mahomes is kind of flopping in the LeBron James fashion and drawing penalties that other quarterbacks would never get. All right, you cover this stuff for a living. What say you, Bob Matthews?
Oh, I think that's just a bunch of people with sour grapes. If the Texans are really concerned about it, they could have put a few more points on the board and nothing would matter. You know, I mean, hey, look, he's the best quarterback in the league right now, and the champs are the champs until you knock them off. So if you don't like it, go out and do something about it.
Let me ask you real quick. Are you on a speakerphone?
I am not on a speakerphone. I am on Bluetooth, but I can take it off of Bluetooth if you would like.
I think it'll sound better if you'll do that, sir.
No. Stand by real quick.
No, that's actually his voice.
Well, dude, talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic.
Ah, there you go.
There you go. That sounds better. All right. So you're not in the Kelly Sanders. You're not in the Kelly Sanders playbook. That first it was Tom Brady, and that's the only reason the Patriots won. And now he says it's Patrick Mahomes. You're not buying that, Bob.
Not for a minute.
Well, let me tell you something, Bob. You guys got your quarterback there in Washington.
That we do. The district is, Getty, you'd be loving it right now because the district is absolutely just nuts. I mean, people are just giddy as little schoolgirls up here. You got everybody's wearing gear now where, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, you couldn't find any Commanders gear up here. Everybody's got Jaden Daniels jerseys and hats and hoodies, and the sports radio station, the big one, WJFK, who actually doesn't have the Commanders broadcast contract, gets the NFC Championship game anyways because they're a Westwood One radio affiliate. So they're going to have the game this week. They're doing a special pregame show for it. They're starting their pregame show at 9 in the morning for a 3:30 kick.
So let me ask
you. And then they'll have like 15 hours of post game after that.
So let me ask you this, because we kind of had this sort of discussion down here earlier this month. Southern Miss, for example, they get a new coach, and he virtually brings the Marshall football team here. So the football team that was here 2 months ago beating the crap out of USM, now we're supposed to, you know, everybody's supposed to be behind them. And we've had some sports writers say yes. And if they start winning, no one will care if the players are from Mars. I tend to think that's true. Is the surge in support for the Commanders strictly because of the great season they've had?
Strictly because of the great season and because of the play of Jaden Daniels. Yeah, winning is the great deodorizer. That's what Brian Mitchell always says.
Right.
And he's absolutely right. I mean, the amount of roster churn just since the end of last year is incredible. They jettisoned almost 60% of their roster from the last game of 2024 when Ron Rivera walked out the door to opening day here in the fall. So it's just been incredible what Adam Peters and Dan Quinn did. And it took a little bit of getting used to. You know, there were a lot of guys that obviously weren't on the roster last year, and you had to learn about guys like Dorrance Armstrong and Cleveland Farrell, and of course, you know, Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner obviously made their presence felt really quickly. But the team starts to win, believe me, these guys here are thought of almost in the same vein as the Hogs and the Fun Bunch and all the guys of the 80s. And if they can play well for another 60 minutes, they're going to be right up there with those guys.
Now, Bob Matthews, you've come a long way since being an SAE at Southern Miss, and you just had a big event also happen in Washington, D.C., where the new president has said the days of DEI are over. People have the freedom to say what they want to say and that they've got their right to speak up or whatever. So with that being said, there's been a petition we hear tell that's been circulated that some of the old fans, like Mr. Getty here, would like the name Redskins to return.
Never happen.
Will that have any legs even under the new administration?
No, absolutely not. It's not coming back. Never was going to come back. It's not coming back. You might as well just, anybody that's holding on to that ought to just move on, because it's absolutely not going to happen.
Why won't they let it go then, Bob?
Well, most people have let it go. You've got people that still refer to them as the Redskins, and that's fine. When I'm not on the air, a lot of times I'll refer to them as the Redskins. But as far as the name change goes, it's just not going to happen. It was a nickname that was, that came about from an owner that was a virulent racist, 100 years ago. And they don't have a leg to stand on anymore, and it's not coming back. That's just the bottom line.
All right, you communicate with a lot of other guys that cover the NFL. What are you hearing now about what the Saints might be doing, as they appear to have to go to Plan B because Aaron Glenn, we kept hearing, was their number one choice, but the snowstorm kept him out of interviewing with New Orleans,
yeah.
And now he's reportedly headed to the Jets.
Yeah. So the latest names we've heard are Mike Kafka and Anthony Weaver. So I would keep an eye on them. And by the way, for those of you who the Commanders aren't your specific brand of vodka in the NFL, sportsjourney.com, the website I write for, also covers the NFC South. So my colleague DJ Bland does an incredible job, not just with the Saints, but everybody in the division. So I would ask you and recommend that you go check it out, because DJ does a fantastic job with that stuff.
And Bob, Todd Monken has just had nothing but success wherever he's gone in the league as an offensive coordinator, and mm-hmm. that seems to be where all the hires come from. Why do we not hear about Todd Monken being a serious candidate as a head coach in the league?
You know, I don't know. To be honest with you, I've never really thought about it before, but it could be that he just likes where he's at. I mean, he's in a great situation now with the Ravens, and he just doesn't want to go. There are some guys that just
right.
amazingly enough, just don't want to be head coaches, and he might have also missed his window. The thing now is you want not just an offensive coordinator, but a young one. And, it could be that he just kind of missed his window on that. And, and that being said, he's still getting paid rather handsomely. you're in a good spot like that. You might want to think long game sometimes, too, and just keep laughing and cashing, as we said.
And he's got
radio news.
He's got a pretty good quarterback and tailback, too, to work with. So
Not too bad. They'll make you look a lot smarter, those guys.
The fact that you're covering Washington, Bob, and Baltimore's in your backyard, do you ever get to cross-cover, so to speak, the Ravens and
Monken? No, not really. It's funny. There's a real line of demarcation there that goes back to the days when it was the Redskins and the Colts. Anybody from the district south into Virginia, it was all Redskins country, and then from the district north into Maryland was Ravens country. And of course, the lines have gotten blurred with Northwest Stadium being in Landover, and the Ravens being so good that they've picked up fans in Virginia. But you're talking at least a good hour in traffic from D.C. So now I get enough of the Beltway just in the area than to push my luck and head up further north.
Well, it's a good thing the Commanders have had the season they've had, because when Bob Getty left as a fan of the Redskins, mm-hmm. I thought that franchise would roll up the front door.
Just got pretty close. It got pretty close. Although I have to say, I always found it fascinating covering them in the nadir of their existence here the last 5 or 6 years. You can't beat sitting outside the locker room after a 3-13 season and seeing one of your friends on the beat with a dazed look on his face, just saying, "I don't even know what questions to ask in there anymore. I don't know what to ask him."
It's been a long road. Hey, if you could stick around, I'd like to get your prediction. We got the championship games coming up, and who do you think will be playing Kansas City in the Super Bowl?
I am happy to share those thoughts with you.
We're going to continue our conversation with Bob Matthews right after this. Stay with us, everybody.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, D-Bats open today. It'd be a great place to do some indoor baseball and softball training. Wonder if the Golden Eagles might even be there. D-Bat on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds is the manager. We appreciate all they do. Take advantage of that state-of-the-art facility right here in Hattiesburg. We're talking to Bob Matthews of the Bob Matthews Podcast. Covers the National Football League for a living. All right, we're down to four. We're down to four. I know you're biased here. I'm gonna start on the AFC side. You do understand that the entire world outside of Missouri will be pulling for the Buffalo Bills this weekend. Will it be enough?
No, because the entire world doesn't get to line up against the Chiefs. That would be the Buffalo defense that would have to do that. Maybe they can beat them, but I am of the opinion that until you show me that you can, I don't bet against people like Patrick Mahomes. So if the Bills want to go out and do it, fantastic, I salute. But until they show me that they can, I would bet on the Chiefs. You know, Travis Kelce has kept it in check through the regular season. He's flipped the switch. Mahomes sees the game differently, the same way Brady did. It's slower for him than it is for everybody else. So until somebody stops him, I'll take the Chiefs, especially at home.
Bob, reaffirm for Kelly, since he's sitting across from me, that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time.
The most, if you go by accomplishments, sure. If you want to start arguing talent, maybe yes, maybe no. But you can't. I mean, nobody can come close. I mean, seven Super Bowls, that pretty much begins and ends.
Now, if we're arguing talent, Billy Kilmer has to be in the discussion.
What about?
Absolutely. And John Beck and Rex Grossman, too. But that's another story.
Well, no, what? Now, at Southern Miss, Bob, who was the best quarterback when you were, when you were at school at Southern Miss, who was the best quarterback?
It would have been Brett.
Oh, Brett Favre. He was pretty good.
Yeah. He wasn't bad.
He was all right.
Not bad.
All right. Now let's move to the NFC, and I want you to. I know you're a Commanders fan. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still waiting for an offer on all my Redskins stuff. I can sell you, by the way. Who do you like? Because I don't know, man. I think going to Philly, and as much as I detest the Philadelphia Eagle fan base, Boy, that's a hell of an environment to go into, and they'll be yanked up Sunday, and it'll be a difficult task for Washington, won't it?
It will be. It'll be a very tough task for them. Now, the one thing I will say about the environment in Philly was the same thing I said about Detroit last week, and that's that Jaden Daniels spent 2 years playing in Death Valley, Louisiana, so crowd noise is not something that's going to faze him. But if you're a Commanders fan, they have an honest-to-God shot in this thing. Jalen Hurts, Philadelphia's quarterback, is not 100%. The Commanders' pass defense has gotten remarkably better in the last few weeks, primarily because they made a trade for Marshon Lattimore, who's from the Saints. He's finally healthy, so you've got him and a rookie, Mikey Samra, still on the other side, that have been playing really well. So that means that defensively, if Washington can load the box and not stop but limit Saquon Barkley, the Eagles are going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, unfortunately, the Eagles' defense has really been carrying them the last few weeks, and Jalen Carter at defensive tackle has just been a beast. Washington's going to be playing without one of their starting guards, Sam Cosby, so they're going to have to figure out a way to stop Jalen Carter, who has feasted on them. But, again, you know, they've got the best player on the field at the most important position, and so far nothing has fazed Jaden Daniels. So if it's, you know, if it's a one-score game in the fourth quarter, I can't believe I'm saying this, but the Washington Commanders are going to have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Now, if you put a gun to my head, I would probably still take the Eagles, but it is I'm going to be very surprised if it's any sort of a walkover.
So you see Philadelphia, Kansas City. Is that what I'm
hearing? We just have that a couple of years ago?
We did. We did. I don't think it worked out that great for the Eagles. Yeah, but I tell you what, I think it is way too close to call in the NFC. And if it goes bad early for the Eagles, I think it could get ugly because Nick Sirianni and that, I think that entire roster is just ready to just implode it at any minute. If I had to put money on it, I may put it on the Eagles, but nothing is gonna surprise me in this game with the way Washington plays. And you got to admit the Commanders are on a roll here.
Yeah, no question. Maybe the hottest team in the league.
Oh yeah, and the fact that they've bought in, and that's a powerful thing. So when you get on a roll like that, you're a tough squad to beat, and I know that everybody in Philly is extremely concerned about it. I was listening to Ike Reese, who does a show in Philadelphia today, and you know they're worried about Daniels. They see what everybody else sees in Jaden Daniels, and that's that he is probably playing the best of any single player in the league right now. Yeah.
I've got some good LSU fans, friends down here who say, what else did you expect? He played for the Tigers. The Tigers.
So did Joe Burrow.
Exactly.
Kelly always gets in that Cincinnati Bengal thing, Bob. We apologize for that. They're irrelevant.
Right.
We know that. But
oldest daughter lives in Cincinnati right now, so it's all good.
All right, real quick, Kansas City, who wins it? Who wins the whole thing? You got 5 seconds.
KC three beats.
Kansas City on the three. Hey, Bob, always good talking to you, man. Thank you.
You too, boys. Take care.
All right. Bob Matthews, everybody, from the Bob Matthews Podcast. You heard it here first.
He's doing okay for a Southern Miss guy, huh?
KC with the three-peat.
Hope he's wrong.
We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.